We used to call it abstinence, but Wendy Sellers, creator of Puberty, The Wonder Years, prefers the term delaying sex.
Because abstinence is a big word, and we don't always know what we mean by that word.
The L.A. Unified School District is testing her program aimed at 4th, 5th, and 6th graders where sexual curiosity begins, she says, and is designed to give these elementary school-aged kids the knowledge about how their bodies work, what's going on with them, all the changes, and also designed with a parental component because, she says, kids know more today than we old fogies did at their age.
They're exposed to much more sexual messaging in the media and from peers, and even from activities in their home that maybe they're not monitored on the internet or watching movies on television. And so they're exposed to a lot more, but developmentally they may think they know and understand this, but they really don't. And so they need a lot of careful explanations and guidance during that age.
And it doesn't have to be complicated, she says, for teachers or parents, because kids aren't complicated.
They just want to know how it works. And so when a child asks a question about what is sex, as adults, we often go to our adult place and we start thinking about our lifetime of experience and information, and we get very anxious about how to explain this to a child because we are in that adult place. And children simply want a brief explanation of how it works.
Many sex ed programs take the approach of they're going to do it anyway, so let's give them safe sex information. But Sellers says her program takes the approach of responsible choice.
Get the knowledge and skills they need to make healthy choices, including delaying sexual intercourse until they're older and able to manage the possible consequences.
It's, she says, reliable, accurate information done in a shame-free way. It is also sensitive to the LGBTQ community. She says it's important that the education at this age be puberty education because that's the foundation for everything else. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.